Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Short dog. A lot of you niggas running around here talking about, bitch, you ain't my real daddy, you ain't my real daddy. Well, look here, I'm fucking your mama for real.
You know what it is?
Now that's real.
If your homies find out, I be fucking on your mama. I be all up in your house. When you go to bed at night, I fuck your mama on the couch. I wake up in the morning in her bed smoking loud. It's just me and your mama. It's just me and your mama.
It's a whole lot of things going on with you, nigga, and you don't even know I had nothing to do with it, nigga.
The first time I fucked her, you was in your room. She was screaming so loud, you had to know what she was doing. Woke up the next morning and she cooked us breakfast. Standing at the stove, booty big as Texas. I said, baby, I wanna have some fun with you. Seen you getting mad, so I smoked a blunt with you. Told me I was cool, and you said you was a fan. Don't worry about your mama, she in good hands.
I'm fucking your mama.
It's just me and your mama. It's just me and your mama.
Keep pulling that motherfucking deuce in the quarter in front of your motherfucking house. And every time you get off the bus from school, nigga, you gonna see that car in front of the house. And you gonna know who's in there. It's me, nigga.
It's just me and your mama.
I'm gonna be sitting on that motherfucking couch, nigga, drinking your Capri Suns, nigga, watching Dr. Phil, chilling on your motherfucking couch.
Just me and your mama.
Fucking your mama. Don't talk shit to me, nigga. Get up with your mama. Your mama's letting me do this shit. Your mama like me.
Open up the door. She lost the key. You talking about who is it? Nigga, it's me. Every time I come through, the weed is free. So if your friend's talking shit and say she fucking too short, he probably turn the camera on and then press record. You better tell him, motherfuckers, I'm your stepdad. And when I walk up in your house, you gon' respect that. It's me and your mama.
Nigga, stop watching me.
It's just me and your mama.
Got me fucked up.
It's just me and your mama.
But anyway,
everywhere I go, it's just me and your mama. We trying to get you out of jail. You always be in some drama. And every time I make bail, you act like I wanna. When every other day you getting dumber and dumber, nigga. That's why it's just me and your mama. We butt ass naked. We don't be in pajamas. Got me wasting my money on your bitch ass. But I love your mama, boy, so you gon' get that. You should be happy I'm with her. You lucky as fuck, cause when I ain't around, you be fucking shit up. It's just me and her, man.
Just me and your mama. Me and your mama. Me and your mama. Just me and your mama. At the grocery store, it's just me and your mama. At the cleaners, it's just me and your mama. At the court, it's just me and your mama. At the school, it's just me and your mama. In the strip club, just me and your mama. In the hood, it's just me and your mama. In jail, it's just me and your mama. In the bed, it's just me and your mama. You know, your mama said to me the other night, she said, make love to me. Talk dirty to me. I said, your kitchen. Your dishes ain't been washed in 2 weeks.
Man, you rich, man.
I ain't got no money, nigga. I got 3 strikes. I can't find no job, nigga. I'm the one making your mama happy, nigga. I'm around the house. I'm fixing shit. I can cook and everything, nigga. I've been to the pen. And I ain't bringing no money in the house, nigga. But I'm making your mama happy. It's me and your mama.
Me and your mama. It's just me and your mama. Yeah, this your boy Kurt ENT behind the scenes radio with my co-host.
Lacey. I saw her first.
That was a late one. That was like. Anyway, it's your boy Kurt ENT. The number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk tonight. We're talking about PTSD. What is PTSD? What's the symptoms of PTSD? We even gonna throw in a little post-traumatic slave syndrome in there. We're gonna talk about a lot of different things tonight. For all the artists that want their music, for all the artists that want their music sent in to Behind the Scenes or to get their music, that want their music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, let me change this up a little bit. Make sure that you have BMI or ASCAP, I would, yeah, make sure that you have that as an artist. Y'all know what that is, go Google that, go find out, go sign up for that shit, you need it. After that, send your music in MP3 formatted tracks only. Only.
Say it again. Only.
Not no SoundCloud links, no fucking Reverb Nations, none of that shit.
Don't DM people talking about check out my bio or send me a link in my DM for me to look at.
Send you. Make sure you send your music. Instead of doing that, send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. That's behind the scene airplay at gmail.com. Make sure you send us all your social media information in a short bio. And if your music is hot, we're playing it. It's gonna get dropped. All right. Next track that we playing is Moray saying a Quicksand on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
So the gist of time with a kickstand, thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand, flag on my ass, no quick brand. I was packing on the ground, got my way up. Hot beef in the streets, I can stay up. Betty Crocker show me how to bake a cake, bro. Doing that with everything I'll ever stake, bro. Since the gist of time with a kickstand, thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand, flag on my ass, no quick brand. I was packing on the ground, got my way up. Hot beef in the streets, I can stay up. Betty Crocker show me how to bake a cake, bro. Doing that with everything I'll ever stake, bro. Back in the day, man, a nigga had ripped jeans. Couldn't afford a new pair, I had broke shoes. Couldn't think about the money, I had broke dreams. Outfit was the match of a crack fiend. I was trying to be fly, couldn't take off. Coast rolling on my ass, lost weight, dog. No jacket in the winter, had to shake, dog. Then I said, fuck it, cause something gon' have to shake, dog. Then my nigga Bobby put me on a quick lick. Wasn't alive, but a nerve for a quick fix. Interception, I was feeling, caught me a big stick. In the snow, bitch, a roll, bitch, it was brick tick. Never killed, I ain't gonna lie, I was tempted. He was a target, but he lucky that I missed it. I was always fucking up, was a misfit. My opportunity was knocking and I missed it. Young when I hopped off the stoop. Two doors where I flow up, I hop in the coop. Two swords from a wall where I couldn't lose. Got scars and bruises, man, I got the proof. Resemble you still, cause I got the juice. You think you too park, let all my ass loose. Step in on that with my Timberland boots. I'm planning, I'm stable, I'm growing in roots. Since it's just the time with a kickstand. Thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand. Flag on my ass, no quick brand. I was packing on the ground, got my way up. Hot beef in the streets, had to stay up. Betty Crocker show me how to bake a cake, bro. Doing that for everything I'll ever stake, bro. Since it's just the time with the kickstand. Thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand. Flag on my ass, no quick brand. I was packing on the ground, got my way up. Hot beef in the streets, had to stay up. Betty Crocker show me how to bake a cake, bro. Doing that for everything I'll ever stake, bro. I remember chilling that one of my little bitch. By the foot, by the nut, man, cause with the fix tense. A nigga came through, he was on some bitch shit. Didn't know I was rolling, my hand was so gifted. Boy, how many times had to get him a mix quick? Couple knocks made him drop like he drunk to relive it. Fought another nigga after I thought was some kinship. Throwing up both of our sets was ended the friendship. Get respect, neck to neck, my nigga didn't back down. Had him fair enough, then he ended the back down. His hands in my life, now the end of the flat now. Flat like a wing, let's see if he flat now. Had enough, it was up when he lasted for one round. KD on the bench, equipped with the tray pound. Made him run, it was funny, was scared of the gun sound. Made him shit, he a bitch by the car, he was ducked down. I ain't got no time for the fakes. The phonies, jabronis, the ops, or the jakes. My homies, the only who come past the gate. I'm whacking and we cutting heads off the snakes. I'm hungry, I'm eating right off of your plate. I won't eat, I'm on it, it's my butter take. I'm stagnant, I'm magnet, I'm staying in place. The reason I'm popping, it's all up for hay. Cause it's just the time with a kickstand. Thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand. Flag on my ass, no quick brand. I was packing on the ground, got my way up. Hot beef in the streets, had to stay up. Betty Crocker show me how to bake a cake, bro. Doing that for everything I'll ever stake, bro. Since it's just the time with a kickstand. Thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand. Flag on my ass, no quick brand. I was packing on the ground, got my way up. Hot beef in the streets, had to stay up. Betty Crocker show me how to bake a cake, bro. Doing that for everything I'll ever stake, bro. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And yo, track.
Yeah.
What's up? Patino.
Underbosses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad chases. No, I'm getting hot on everything I'm getting on.
Yeah.
Hitting with the 40, watching get a switch on.
Yeah.
I'm a fly nigga, known to get my drip on. Money stashed in the couch, nigga, what you sitting on? Damn. Come on, let my nuts breathe. Some of y'all dudes got female tendencies. I'm from the city of Philly, the murder capital. And if I can't find your brother, I'm kidnapping you. I'm a businessman, plus I'm a rapper too. They're like, damn, now what Patino up to? Hopping out the rip, oh, what a feeling. Oh, shit, she wants some Marvin Gaye, sexual healing. Yeah. But I gotta get the bag first. They talk tough in they songs, but they don't put in words. Want me to snack, go crazy, go berserk. Why do you rolling with pit loyalty first? Nigga, we on fire, fire. Nigga, we on fire, fire. What? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Let's get it. Give them gas, gang. None of them can fuck with you. They just mad you still alive and they stuck with you. Rock for what is corona, them bought enough tissue. I owe a law, my fucking plug got enough issues. Keep it strapped for niggas who want to play with shorty. I hold that mollus in their heart and start to praying on me. Mariah Carey, all they gotta do is say it to me. Something large, rock a Goliath, I keep a David on me. I'm back, bitch, they done woke up a dying. What's the sleep in that mind state? But woke up as a siren. Getting back, and nigga, I'm still trying. God put me through some shit to let me know that all I got is this writing. So y'all in trouble now, cause I ain't want this shit a year ago. Niggas hating on me, but I hear it though. So I know it's gonna hurt some feelings when they hear it through your stereo. About to set it on Patino, here we go. What they gonna say about me? There was times I wasn't trapping and needed help from some niggas who was capping. Just so they could talk behind your back when they realized you was capping. I thought about it, that shit just had me laughing. Like, not me, not I. Track men and bear on them, voila. You crack niggas lie like you got flies to the gaga. Why tell the truth about getting by? Cause I gotta. It's bread on your head and you gon' die for a dollar. Trap!
Hi, this is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
I love you, baby.
Ooh, I should know you. She's mine, you make me.
you fast. Never thought relationships could last. Then you showed me a better love, and now I know you're. Never knew I could feel like this. One touch and just one kiss changed my whirlwind. Just one day, I love you. I love you, baby.
Brain headache.
Yeah. But
in the shower with her all her clothes. It's like literally just in the water would make kind of like bring her out of it. And then I would have her take her clothes off when she's in the shower and dry her off. And then I, you know, I put her in the bed and I literally strip her head until she fell asleep. But I mean, I've had bruises and bite marks from her when she was going through hers. So, yeah, there's several forms of PTSD. You can get a mild form where you hear a pop, like veterans who come back and they experience war.
Yeah.
They hear, like, you know, they jump or whatever.
Yeah, my Uncle Keith, yes. Yeah,
you hear gunfire or even firecrackers and you just said jump because you think it's a gunshot.
Yeah, Uncle Keith, that's not like Uncle
Keith. So some things you know triggers and sometimes you really don't know what triggers. You know, so I kind of went over what triggers or what it is, because I don't like talking about it, but you said it's day, you know, it happened over 20 years ago. I just, which is why I haven't got it. And you kind of go around, like, I kind of gave you it without giving you it.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about it.
Because you got anything to say or talk about the conversation PTSD? Because you on the line with it.
You fell asleep. Did you take them off?
I think I did. Hold on. Let me see if I took
them. I didn't fall asleep. No, I'll have to be myself because the kids was up screaming. So I didn't want all of that to be in there and be, you know, all super loud and y'all. But, you know, as far as the subject that had the whole PTSD thing, like, I mean, to me personally, I believe it's real. You know what I mean? It is some whole shit. It's just some shit that everybody just got to deal with. You know, shit that they went through that have, you know, mentally scarred them or emotionally or, you know, physically scarred them. That, you know, it's hard. It's a trauma hard to get over, you know, and it, like you said, certain triggers that, you know, you can't really explain all triggers. And I found it's a lot of people like that, but I work with veterans and shit, so, you know, it's quite normal to me, so.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's also many different levels of PTSD because I found out that PTSD could affect you even in different ways, such as 9/11.
A lot of people from 9/11, like the firefighters.
And not even that.
And the people
even
who are in the building.
Not even that. Even
watching it.
Yeah, watching it.
I mean,
even watching it can give you PTSD.
Like, when they have the ceremony for the anniversary, when it comes around, you still, I mean, even though there's people who cry from the family, my daughter still gets upset. And I know why she gets upset is because she was in school at the time, and they were releasing her from school, and she doesn't like talking about her. You know, she'll remember it, but she doesn't like talking about it because, like, all her teachers were freaking her out.
What do you mean freaking her?
Like, all the teachers, like, you're in a school with kids, and you got teachers crying in the hallway. And I didn't know what was going on at the time. And then I found out what was going on. Why are you crying? Oh, they got in technology the building. And then, like, all the kids were like, well, I'm looking at that one. Y'all crying with a bunch of little kids. What the hell was wrong with y'all people?
It was people that had lost.
People, yeah, apparently, you know, they had family members in New York. They had family members in the building.
Right.
So, yeah, but I understand why they were crying. But I'm sorry, you need to learn how to control yourself because you were in the room with little children.
And so now your daughter.
Yeah, so
like,
she.
That's
yeah,
like
she,
a memory.
Yeah, she, so it's not a good memory for her. She was in second grade. Online, she was in third grade.
Third grade when that happened?
She was third grade when that happened. So, yeah, so.
I really feel old as shit, man.
She was
I feel
eight.
Old as fuck, yo.
She was 8. I can't tell you what time it happened, but I can tell you exactly where I was. I remember I looked down at my watch. So, you told me the time, I know, because I had looked down at my watch and I had an appointment schedule. And I was opening the door for three children to walk into a building. I looked down to see if I was on time, and I'm opening the door for three people to walk into a building as the building was getting hit.
Man, that's crazy. Not only can you get PTSD from that, but then let's say, for instance, a woman could hear next door a boyfriend beating up a woman. Mm-hmm. You can get it from that, or a child.
I'm like, couldn't I think I hear it? And you're like, I ain't going over there.
Uh-huh.
Remember when we lived in Chester,
uh-huh,
on 4th Street? And I would be in the kitchen, and I'm like, and I would go, Curtis, I hear banging the jungle. And I would get, like, kind of, like, hysterical, going, like, all right.
Of course, yeah.
And you're like, I'm not going over there.
Oh,
and I was like,
yeah.
You're like, no, I ain't going over there.
Yeah, I wasn't going over there because if you get into other people.
You were like, well, just come on here. I'm like, well, no, I'm really here.
Yeah, he was over there fucking her up. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and I was just really
hysterical. Yeah, you get hysterical and get real, like, shaky and, like, real. Yeah, yeah.
The loud voices don't scare me. It's just when.
You hear.
When I hear.
Physical.
When I hear. I mean, you could be beating your kid and I can hear it. And I'm going, what's the about me? But if I hear a woman getting beat or a woman getting screamed at or talked down to, I just.
It fucks with you, yeah, because of what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's another reason why I don't like seeing kids being beat. Because I think that has a lot to do with my PTSD, the way that.
You didn't mind watching a woman adult for me to beat a kid.
That's different. That's different. He deserved what he was getting that day.
At this point, I didn't think you deserved it. You were dead.
But they just know, well, the way that I got beat was different. He got whooped with a
hand.
Okay, with your hand.
I really didn't use your ball.
Yeah, but I was getting hit with extension cords, 2x4s.
I was sort of kind of scared.
Pans,
I was sort of
pots.
Kind of scared to use a belt. Because for me, beating a person with a belt, triggered a heart attack, so I didn't want to have another one. So I'm just letting you
lie. Well, I don't like seeing children. They get whippings unless you just being bad and you just deserve this shit. But just something real simple and something that doesn't deserve it,
it
kind of messes
you
up. Yeah, I couldn't.
You dropped off the shit here.
Yeah, and while I can't watch it. I can't. It hurts me. It does. It does. It hurts me to see children get beat because I feel like and to get into.
I don't like watching my grandkids get beat. But
you'll beat him.
I had to beat that little nigga. He's the only one I've ever beaten. I do the pop thing, pop the fingers. He's the only one I've ever beaten. And freak the other two out.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, shit.
It's going to do that to a child.
And I wanted it just on the mother.
The other,
like, oh, shit, we need that business. We better not.
An example, make an example out of
it. We better not.
Right, yeah. But I want to talk about.
You looked up something. You said something about the symptoms of PTSD.
Oh yeah. So let's. Yeah. Where was that at? I had looked up. What is PTSD? And 17 symptoms. There's 17 symptoms that you can look at for PTSD.
Yeah, that doesn't mean everybody's going to have the same symptoms.
Right.
Or everybody's going to have all the symptoms.
Right. But the common symptoms of PTSD, relieving aspects of what happened. This can include vivid flashbacks, intrusive thoughts of images, nightmares, intense distress, at real symbolic reminders of the trauma, physical sensations such as pain, sweat, nauseation, or trembling. The second one is alertness or feeling on edge. Avoid feelings or memories, which you just did. You try to avoid things. Belief of difficult beliefs or feelings, which can include feeling like you can't trust anyone, feeling like nowhere is safe, like nobody understands, blaming yourself for what happened, overwhelming feelings of anger and sadness. There's also flashbacks, so they say that if you are experiencing symptoms of PTSD, you might also find that you have difficulties with
looking after yourself, holding down a job, maintaining friendships or relationships, remembering things or making decisions, your sex drive, coping with change, or just simply enjoying your leisure time. Those are
effects of PTSD. I don't like being myself, but
that's basically.
If you don't watch TV, you don't like watching. I watch TV because I have a buddy. And it sucks.
I don't like watching TV. I think it's just because I'm not watching TV when I was a kid.
Yeah, but you shouldn't wait. I watch it so I don't have
to. I watch TV because, to watch a movie every once in a while.
Certain shows that I watch.
Yeah, those certain, because of what you've been through. Yeah, and that's why.
I started watching them young with my dad. I started watching Kojak and Rock Profile and Hawaii Five-O, the original Hawaii Five-O, when I was younger. So then I just started watching Hospital.
I hated Hawaii Five-O.
I did the original, not the remake.
No, I watched the original, but it was, the replays of it. And I used to hate it because that was when I would get my ass whipped. Right before Hawaii Five-O. And I used to hate that shit.
You must have been right before Hawaii.
No, that was just, he didn't like that show, so he would get up.
And you must have, he'd get up to do something.
What I'm saying is, he would whoop my ass right around that time when that show. That's what I'm saying. No, it didn't matter. Right when that show come
that's
on, he would watch or eat dinner or whatever. And then I'd get my ass whooped.
You'd be sitting in a chair not doing nothing.
If I knew I was about to, my parents, they were like, "Oh, I'm gonna give you an ass whooping, but we gonna wait." So they would make me linger the whole day. And Hawaii Five-O come on, that's when I get my ass whooped.
And I used to like when the big wave, I don't like water. I like when the big wave came.
Hey, fucking Hawaii Five-O. Fuck that fucking show. Piss ass motherfucker. I hate that fucking show, y'all. I swear to God.
I watch shows, or I watch you, or whatever, so I don't have.
I think that all of us have PTSD, each and every one of us. And I'm going to say why we all have PTSD. I believe that PTSD is also handed down generation to generation.
It's linked in your DNA.
That's why they say black, that's why what they call the black woman syndrome. I think that is.
Black women were mad when their husbands and baby daddies were sold off and they had to deal with that shit by themselves. They couldn't go and slip out or the master. They allowed stuff. When you hold stuff in, it attaches to your DNA.
And that's the crazy thing.
It attaches to your DNA. It can cause stroke, it can cause heart attack.
It can cause the shit is more serious than what people think it is.
If you go ask a Holocaust survivor, or even a descendant of a Holocaust survivor, they'll tell you that they still feel those things when they're younger. They don't like enclosed rooms or rooms without windows for the simple fact that they were in the encampment and there was no window. There was, and then you might see them in the gas chamber where there's no windows. And then they'll talk about how they cry when they talk about even if they might have been a little girl, and you would think maybe like 8 years later, and they still cry about it.
Yeah, that's even when we watched that thing about, what was it, the place that they fucking destroyed and took off the fucking map?
It's not taken off the map, really.
Well, they still have a place for it, but they went in.
But nobody wants. I'm not going to say nobody. A majority of them did not want to move back.
None of them wanted to move back. None of them did move back. They never moved back because
there's still some houses. Well, there was one house in here. So,
and it was
again,
so bad.
We know about a few who didn't move back, so but majority of the people.
I mean, there's no one living in that city now.
There's
nothing but a plaque.
Yeah, there's a plaque, and I think there may be a couple here, houses here and there.
And the lady that was talking about it, she said it was so bad that they were hid in a church. They hid the people in the church, and the people that got away, they hid the people in the church.
They were hiding in the church.
They were hiding.
There was one white man who lived. He hid them in his. He had a couple women and children in his house.
And then
until the
train came.
Until the military came. And then he had to walk between the military to get away from Rosewood.
And she said it was so.
And you can see how when she was sitting there talking.
Terrifying.
She was so scared. And you could tell she really didn't like talking about it. And when somebody asked me, she was like, we didn't have therapy back then. And she just like knocked it away, like, I'm sitting here, I'm talking about it, but I really don't want to talk about it.
So it was like really terrifying.
And she was
7 years old, 7 years.
She was
90.
So she was not 90.
80.
She was like late 70s, early 80s. And when she gave it anyway.
60 years later, it's still affecting this lady.
And you see, when Emmett Till's mom, she gave an interview. This is when she was like old.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then this happened when she was much younger. But she was like old. Like she should have been a grandmother or a great grandmother by that point. So she was like really old. And you can tell when she was giving an interview how it affected her. Just, you know, just. To this day, just talking about it affected her. And when you watch Martin Luther King's children and they give speeches or whatever, and sometimes when they talk about their dad, and their dad's been gone for decades, they still live in that moment.
Yeah. Because it affected them so bad.
My mom died, and I could talk about her. It doesn't really affect me it doesn't affect me because, I may feel it more so around certain times, but when they talk about their dad, because of how their dad died or was killed,
right.
It affects them differently.
Right. All right, let's see. Let's go to... Got somebody on the line. 605, last four digits, 7513. Talk about PTSD tonight. You got anything you want to talk about PTSD tonight? 605, last four digits, 7513. Who this be? Live now behind the scenes radio. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, we're going to hop off the line. They don't want to talk. Yeah, they had an echo. They just don't want to talk, though. But, PTSD is a very serious.
You can die from PTSD. How you react when you run in the traffic. Meanwhile, running across the bridge, you may do something where it pulls you back into that moment.
Uh-huh.
That your PTSD, which is the reason why you have PTSD to begin with, and you may go and if you're a veteran, you may flip into the mode where you think you're still in that moment of war.
Yeah.
And You may have a gun.
Ernie did that.
You may have a gun and you may do
it's very serious.
Mm-hmm.
PTSD is very.
You can die, you can kill somebody.
Yeah, actually, I have a military friend.
And PTSD could be so serious where you may think about.
Yeah. I remember my friend Ernie, he was in the military, and he said, he was telling the stories, and the guns and the fucking shells that this dude was showing was like just crazy. Like, and he had got shot by a bullet, but this fucking bullet was big as fuck, though. Like, yo, it chipped the fucking bone in his foot. He said that this fucking bullet was like up to my hip. And he said, imagine bullets that fucking big coming out of gun, spitting that shit at 1,000 bullets a fucking couple seconds. Like, he said it sounded like a fucking boat, but like, imagine bullets flying at you like that. Big as fuck. He was like, war is nothing no one should ever go to. No one ever wants to go to war. It'd be like, oh, let's go to war. Nah, you don't want to go to war. United States of America, they talk a lot of shit, but there's never been an actual war that we can remember here. I mean, the Civil War, it was wars against each other. But never no other country coming here and bombing the United States of America or having a war here. Well, we did, but it was a long time ago. So just imagine fucking your block being blown the fuck up and no houses or nothing because some bombing came through and tore that motherfucker up. And then just imagine 40 years from now thinking about that shit. It would just be devastating. And even we don't realize, but we actually get PTSD from our ancestors, them feeding us to alligators and hanging us and doing all these things to us. Understand that actually fucked with. Imagine seeing your father being beat. You can't do nothing about it. Your father being beat in front of you, and then two horses being tied to his arms, and they pulling his body till it rips in half, and you seeing that. Just imagine seeing that. And then imagine your children seeing it. And then a day later, someone getting beat damn near to death. I mean, this is an everyday thing for 700 motherfucking years. People getting killed, beat, black people at an all-time motherfucking high. I mean, we say it is now, but it was really then at that time. It was just a way of life. All those things trickle down to us through our DNA. We may not believe this, but it is what it is, and it's scientifically been proven that we feel our ancestors are our ancestors. We are them. You are your mother and your father in half. Just think about that. You ever see a girl that looked just like her father? Because she's half mother, half father. So then you have your grandmother, have your grandfather's side. And then have your great-grandmother and great-grand and great-great-great and great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great. And keep on adding that shit down and that all shit. All them attitudes and personalities trickle down to you and created you and who you are. So if you think that you're not feeling or where your anger comes from, or your temper comes from, or your personality comes from. All that shit has a lot to do with it. Right, Nisi?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know. Does anyone have anything to say? Because if not, I'm about to hop off. Because you got anything you want to say, man?
Nah, I'm I'm supposed to fucking pass now because shit, I'll be working too goddamn much.
That's
what's up. I do appreciate y'all for having me on the show, though. You know what I'm saying? I always appreciate y'all for having me on the show. You know, sometimes, you know, I'll be a little too tired to make it, or I'll be a little too drunk. I ain't gonna even fucking fake.
Yeah. Well, I'm really thinking about changing the hours and the days and, like, just, I don't know, just changing up just a whole bunch of stuff. So it's like I keep on telling everybody, man, just, you know, just keep the faith in me, man, because this dream that I have in my mind, I just don't have the money for everything to come to fruition. But believe me when I'm telling you, when that money fall in my hand, bruh, this shit gonna go motherfucking what? Crazy. I'm going back to New York. We got some stuff going on. We got the video dropping soon of my bio. It's you know, just I'm just thankful for you because I love you, man, because you always support me. You feel me? And I just really do appreciate that. Because
no doubt,
I know a lot of people download. For instance, there was just someone on here that was listening. Shout outs to them. They didn't want to talk. They didn't want to talk. So you know, I understand that they hung up or whatever. I scare people sometimes. I know this. But you don't have to call in. You could just click the link.
Maybe they want to hear it live.
Yeah, maybe they want to hear it live. I don't know. I don't know. I just, you know. So I ain't trying to scare nobody. But what we do at the end of the show, right, we do our shout outs and what we're thankful for. Let's start off with you, cuz. Do your shout outs and what you're thankful for.
Shout out to my parents, because without them, I wouldn't be here. Shout out to my children's mothers, because without them, I wouldn't have the three beautiful kids that I have now. I'm thankful for my kids, because without them, I wouldn't have changed from being a little asshole I was back in the day. Other than that, shit, I'm thankful for the Lord for allowing me to wake up every day, shit. Let me just wake up one day and be like, nah, nigga, you do not get to wake. But he allowed me to keep getting up, so shit, I'm cool with that, so appreciate that. Yeah.
All right, Nisha.
Thank you, everybody, for all this. Everybody's going to download it. Everybody's listening online. I thank God for that. Totally thank God for that.
Only part of you. You really not feeling it today, is you? Alright. This your boy Cuddy and T Man. Shout outs to everybody that called in and download. Shout outs to all the artists that send us music. If you want your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. That's Behind the Scenes Airplay at gmail.com. Make sure you send it an MP3 only. We keep on having to say this because people keep on sending us links and hitting us in the DM. Talking about check out. No, it don't work like that. Make sure you only.
Tagging
us. Yeah, tagging us and shit. I don't know. It don't work like that.
I'm sure y'all stop tagging motherfuckers and shit, but then I can't because then you have to pay.
Right. But make sure you send in the MP3. Make sure that you send a bio, two pics. Shit is hot. We'll play your music. They may get in if the music is hot. Shout out to Carrie's Corner. Shout out to Carrie's Corner. We're going to be in fucking Brooklyn. What day are we going to be in Brooklyn? April 5th. We will be in Brooklyn, New York. Carrie's Corner, the people that's putting out Carrie Single, that's the people that's putting out the bio about my life or whatever, will be there for their birthday, their in-year anniversary birthday bash, rubbing elbows and spitting, talking shit and swallowing spit with the right people.
And then also, I'm also dropping a single. Listen, I've been doing music for a long time, and I'm actually finally dropping some music. It's supposed to be dropping April 18th, I believe it is. April 18th, it'll be dropping. I still got to go look at it. I got to go check it out. Next time that I come on, I have the official date when it's dropping. I believe that it's April 18th. I got an actual single dropping with United Masters. That's what I'm doing it with. United Masters is an app, and a lot of the artists of today are using this app to actually promote their music. So shout outs to United Masters. Make sure you go check them out. You can go check that on your Google Play Store or iPhone, your iPhone store, whatever. You can go check it out on there.
The Apple store.
What is it called again? United. It's called United Masters. A lot of artists have blown up off this. They give you 100% royalties, and they promote your music, and they post your stuff for you. They do a lot for you, man. You pay a little extra for it. I paid a little extra for it. But, yo, listen, I'm finally dropping my first single. So it's coming out real soon. Show Me, Ruff, my cousin Ruff that's on here, me and Money G, the Ghost Rider. Also, make sure that you go check out Welcome to Killer City Part 2 featuring Enes, Freeway, OG Bobby Johnson, and Money G, the Ghost Rider, the producer, writer, hot movie. It's a fucking classic. Go check it out on YouTube. And make sure you go check out the very first one, Welcome to Killer City. Yeah, it's a fucking hood classic. What else? That's about it, man. Y'all take care. I love y'all. We out this bitch. Love, peace, and hair. Fizz or die, you beezies!